What an evening. I'm so tired after all that. Yeah, I imagine you're pretty tired too, after all the milk and cookies. You know how I know you're the sweetest teddy bear of a man on the planet? Because you spent your evening taking toys to the kids at that shelter, and you even dressed up like Santa to do it. I don't know, I think it was pretty sexy. It's a lot easier to argue why Santa is sexy than it is the Grinch, you know. Well, Santa is sweet, bringing presents to everyone. And he's got one hell of a dad bod. Don't forget about that. And he's got those rosy cheeks, too. And his laugh is so sexy it makes his tummy shake. I know you missed my silliness. I really just couldn't get it back together after you had to kiss your boss. And after that, I was just too turned on to be goofy for the rest of the night. Oh, look at you, beating me to the punch. Why, yes, baby. It is the sixth day of Christmas today. You must be feeling a little thirsty tonight, huh? Oh, is that so? Have I become too predictable? Wow, aren't you observant? I did goose your ass 6 times back at the shelter. I guess that was a dead giveaway, huh? Did you forget about the other part? The geese were laying. So what do you think that means, Mr. Smarty Pants? That's some wishful thinking, huh? But no, baby. No, not yet. What it does mean, though, is that I'm gonna lay over in your lap and give my sweet, sexy Santa some roadhead. Sleigh head? A sleigh suck? Dashing through the snow in a one-cup open sleigh. Overhead I'll go, moaning all the way. Oh, come on, that was good. And I even came up with that one off the top of my head. It wasn't even planned. Well, your dick seems to have enjoyed it. And I know he appreciates all of my plans and puns, even if you won't admit it. So I'm just gonna give Santa's not-so-little helper here some fresh air. I'd put this elf on my shelf any day, and a few other places too. But for now, I'll keep him warm by wrapping my fingers around him, stroking him up and down. Hey now, mister, you don't have Rudolph to guide this sleigh, and last time I checked, this wasn't a Tesla either. So keep your eyes on the road. I'll keep my eyes, among other things, on this cock. You just focus on getting us home. You know, baby, I've always wanted to do this, to give you some service while driving us home. I always imagine me giving you a slow, teasing blowy, using my lips and my tongue to drive you, pun intended, so close to the edge that you almost dragged me into the house and just ravished me after we got home. I am so okay with this, though. I think having my fingers wrapped around you is one of my favorite things. It never gets old. Do you know what the best part is, though? Don't worry, I already know you won't even try to guess what it is. I'm just gonna tell you. The absolute best part is that trucker 2 lanes over watching me stroke your cock. Why don't you wave at him? Oh my god! I can't believe you fell for that! I also can't believe the way you throbbed when I said it! I swear, I love you. I wouldn't mess with you if I didn't. And I definitely wouldn't stroke your cock like this either. Does the idea of being exposed excite you, baby? Would it make you throb even more to know someone was watching you get pleasure? No, don't deflect. This isn't about what I think about it. I want to know what you think. I want to know if you would be so turned on that your cock would keep pulsing if someone watched you getting stroked. If someone watched the pre-cum leak from your head like it is now, would you like me to clean it up for you, baby? Let them watch me kiss your cock and lick up that sweet, sweet pre-cum. It's so good. You always taste so good. I swear I could just lick this head all day long. I imagine that there's plenty of people who would watch too. You'd be like a porn star, baby. My own personal James Dean. But you know, hotter. You have all the ladies drooling. And I don't even mean from their mouths. God, you're so into this, aren't you, baby? I honestly just meant it as a joke, but fuck, is it ever hot to help you explore pleasure and arousal like this? I love learning about things that make you throb. Things that get you hot. That's what this has been all about. Exploring you. I've loved every moment of it. I love you. So if they want to watch, if you want them to watch, let them. The pleasure I take from all of this is that this cock is mine. This sexy ass hunk of a man is mine. I get you all to myself. All mine. To love, to explore, to feel and be felt by. Fuck, I love you. You drive me crazy, baby. I need to suck your cock. I need it. So put both of your hands on the wheel and call me Arnold Schwarzenegger, because I'm about to jingle you all the way. No, baby. No. Don't put your hand on my head. Keep it on the wheel. Trust me when I say I'm plenty encouraged to suck you right into my throat. Mm. should turn on the map light. Really give him a show. I've been watching you making me gag. Fuck. You're getting so big. So turned on for me. Are you getting close, baby? You wanna come for me? Yeah? I'm thinking. I wanna feel you come in my mouth. Run my tongue. All over your head. And get all that cum right as it comes out of your tip. That's right, baby. Come for me. That's right, baby. Moan for me. Let me hear how bad you want to give me your cum. Tell me how bad you want me to lick this head. Yes, baby. Yes, you don't have to hold back. Moan for me. Moan for me and come for me. Do it. Come for me now. Oh, fuck, baby. What a snack that was. Nice and hot and thick, too. I can feel it sticking to my throat. Coating it. It's totally perfect. It's totally perfect for a cold evening like this. It really got me nice and warmed up. But I think nothing would warm me up more than curling up with you on the couch under a big, heavy blanket. Lying in your arms. Doesn't that just sound delightful, Mr. Claus?